What's up, everybody? Welcome back to an all-new episode of The Bathhouse Live every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. from the Stand Comedy Club Green Room. We got a banger of a show. This is no first-timers on the show tonight. This is all returning guests, so you guys know the deal. For Gilly, so we have a button coming. We still haven't worked out how to use it, but our boy Gilly, who watches the show, made this like giant red button.
Ooh, that's exciting.
For a hang up button, but it still is going to require a little finagling. So Gilly, all right, we got our first call. All right, someone's calling. So you guys know the deal. You can hang up anytime. Barry Ribs, Chris from Brooklyn, and Richie Redding. Hello. Thanks for calling The Bathhouse.
I think you forgot your name for a minute, Rich.
Sure. I didn't forget your name. I obviously know your name, Richie Redding.
There was a nervous beat.
It was just, I'm managing so much right now.
Chris is an instigator. We all from Brooklyn are instigators.
Is it not working?
Right, Chris?
Sure.
How could it possibly ring and then not work? Hello? It's so weird.
But it's interesting that there's three white guys on this show.
Four white guys.
Well, three.
No, four.
You're Jewish.
Yeah.
He's Jewish.
Oh, so I keep reading on the internet that you guys are not white.
So four white guys. White guys.
You know, it's crazy. In your mentions, I keep seeing that Jews are not white.
Well, I have a lot of people. Whites.
Italians are black, right?
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, they were.
Yeah. Hold on.
From
let me see if this is not working or not. Hello.
Are you talking
Thanks
about
calling the bathhouse?
We all saw that movie.
All right, not working for some reason. What's Johnny, what do you want to do? I don't know what this is. The weirdest fucking bug. Should I try resetting the phone? Okay, we'll restart the phone first. Yeah, so anyways, in terms of the white... So, Barry, do you consider yourself a white person or a Jewish person?
Me?
Yeah. This is an honest question.
I mean, his name is Ribs. I don't think you could be
Well,
white.
That's not his real name.
Both.
Okay, both. A bit of a shapeshifter, you would say. Bit of your...
Excuse me. I'll put words in my own mouth, okay? I'm a year older than all you guys.
Yeah. Anyway, so on Twitter, because I know that it just like... It's literally just not poking a hornet's nest, but I just know that a lot of people, like, it's a sore spot, right? Especially right now. Mm. And especially with like a segment of people who follow me on Twitter. So then I'll just be like, yeah, obviously I'm a white guy. Like, it couldn't be more obvious. And then all these people are like, no, you're not.
Wait, do the Jays think that they're not white?
So some Jewish people think that they're not white.
It depends if they're applying for a job.
All white supremacists. Yeah. So, but it doesn't though, because you can't, there's no Jewish, like, you can't be like, oh, I'm Jewish, so I'll get into this college, unless obviously you're like, dad went there and paid a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. But the white supremacists are people who kind of favor that, like, you know, white race ideology stuff. They're definitely like, no, you guys are definitely not white. We're white. You're Jewish.
Right.
But then I'm like, well, I'm obviously white.
Yeah, I mean, you passed the smell test to me.
There's nothing funnier than being...
But it gets them so fucking worked up. Like, my Twitter the last 24 hours, because I knew I sent this tweet being like, I'm obviously white. Like, I like hockey and mayonnaise. Like, my parents are from Russia. I'm like, I'm white.
Sometimes I like a little hat. Just a little hat.
If I may say so, I'm a little different. I'm a self-hating Jew.
Okay, well, hold on a second. So, it says it's ringing here, Johnny. Hello? Hello?
Rich, he pays a lot of extra money for it not to work. Is that how it goes?
No, I pay so much. Hello? Oh.
Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hey, you're on The Bathhouse. First call of the
Jewish
night.
Accent.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Dude, I'm talking to the Danny Polishek right now.
You are. I think we talked last night, but anyways, what's up?
Hang up on him.
Dude, I'm... No, whoa. No. And then we got Barry on
the
way.
Barry Ribs, Chris from Brooklyn, Richie Redding. Richie, I did not Redding. Not know your name. That's preposterous.
Anyway,
what's up?
That's Chris from Brooklyn?
To my left, Barry Ribs.
Is that why he called to ask over and over the same shit?
I mean, you can hang up on anybody.
No, he sounds
what's
like a nice dude.
What's your name and what's your issue?
My name's Rafe.
Rafe. What's up, Rafe?
I didn't know Chris from Brooklyn was going to be here, though, so I'm a little...
What's going on here?
Okay.
Hello? We lost him.
You're a little...
Oh, he said he didn't... what did you say? Sorry, there's something like kind of gapped out there for a second. We missed something.
You're all good. It don't matter. Okay. I got a question for Barry.
Yeah.
So since I'm a white Jew as well, and
okay,
I'm wondering if we need to start signing up. I'm a younger man, so do I need to like go over there and start signing up for the IDF like right now?
This is a question for you.
What did he say about signing up for IDF?
For the IDF, yeah.
He's going to come over and sign up?
No, he's going to. He lives in America. Are you saying in vitro? Yeah. Are you saying he's saying should he go join the Israeli army and fight for the Jews?
He's asking me that if he should do it?
Yeah.
What am I?
This is an advice show.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Dude, you look like my grandpa. I want some good advice.
Well, uh-huh. What did your grandpa say?
And you're Jewish and a white guy.
And you're Jewish?
And American.
I think you got to be Jewish.
There. He's Jewish.
He's Jewish. What,
why? Why?
He said he's Jewish.
He said he did?
Yeah.
You want your thing? You want your thing louder?
Yeah, I can hear. Are you Orthodox?
No, I'm not gay.
Rich, dudes are trying to be funny with professionals.
I mean, he's doing a pretty good job. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Rafe is killing it.
Yo, Rafe, ask the Gentile, ask Richie Redding that question, okay? You're embarrassing our religion.
Hey, all right. Hey, amen, brother.
I think you mean.
Hey, all right. But yeah, hey, Chris and BK, I'm a big fan of you. I watch.
Yeah, I think Rafe called in last night, and he basically was like, he was trying to do some bit where he's like, oh, Chris is on tomorrow. And then he's
I was trying to do a bit.
He was trying to do a bit where he didn't know who you were. But then something happened with the phone, and we just like missed those 3 seconds. So he did this bit, and we were just like, what? And then he was like, kind of bummed about it.
All right.
Is this what the calls?
You don't remember the last time?
It was fun.
Yeah,
this is not fun.
You're not having a good time.
This is not fun.
I was just gonna like call in and have like I'll be all excited about like talking to Danny, and then like he'd be like toss it over to you, Chris, and I'd just be like, oh, hey, Chris, what's up, dude?
This is a great bit, Rafe.
Yeah,
really love it.
Solid bit, Rafe. I mean, anybody can hang up on him. I don't know if that's, that's unclear, but
Barry might have been right.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Sorry. I had a bit and it failed. I'm sorry,
that's
y'all.
Fine.
Get on to the next caller. I'm watching.
Yourself.
All right. Have you're fun. Great,
no, don't do that. Don't kill himself.
What? Why not?
We just got.
He'd be better off. His name is Rafe.
We just got gang raped.
Yeah.
Date raped us.
You guys got
patience. Just raped your asshole.
That's a tough handle, dude.
You guys got
dude.
Patience and shit.
Well, you don't have to have the premise of the show, Barry.
Don't you want to hear about me getting attacked coming over?
Well, it's a call-in show. When we have a break, When people aren't calling in, we'll
call about your attack. We're going to help you.
Yeah. Please, caller, turn down your thing in the back.
Bad boys,
Thank you.
Hi, sorry. I just turned it off. Okay. Hey, Danny.
Yes.
When are you going to have Mike Racine on the show?
I would love to have Mike Racine on the show whenever he wants. Mike Racine I'd love to have him. I was just talking to him today, actually. He said that I don't want to give away his DMs because they're private DMs, but he said, you know, just so you know, I consider you white. So I took that.
He didn't even give us a chance and he asked that fucked up question.
Who?
That dude. What's that dude's name?
Why are you pointing at
him? What's that dude's name?
What's your name, caller?
Jay.
That's some bullshit. That's not Jay.
That is Jay.
He hesitated.
It is Jay.
For the
Shut
purpose
up,
of
Bernie.
You think it's Racine?
Damn, Bernie.
This isn't Racine, no.
It would be a high-paying job.
Did you reply that Racine is not white?
I follow Racine on Twitter or on Instagram. And
yeah, but won't you, Jay, so-called Jay, won't you give us a chance?
Chance for what, Barry?
Don't you want him to tell you what we're supposed to be talking about, though?
Barry is very cantankerous. I think is the word. Yeah. I think we're okay. We're gonna have to.
I think Jay and Barry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jay and Barry both sound like fake names.
Jay and Barry do sound like fake names.
That is, yeah. Sure.
Is Barry your real first name?
Yeah, I hate it.
Is it short for short for
no,
barrel?
It's not short for anything but barrel. That's
barrel.
Chris is from barrel. Brooklyn, like me. He'll translate. Thank you. Yes.
When you said it, I was like, is that what it is? Is it Barack ribs? That'd be crazy.
I never liked Barry, man.
No?
In junior high, my friend was Larry, and he was getting all the girls, and I got...
You think it was just the problem was the B?
Dude, Manilow got a ton of puss, though, didn't he?
Seems like it.
Manilow was a puss master.
Manilow's into dudes, Rich. He's never had pussy in his life.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true. Is that true?
Manilow's married to a dude.
The Barry.
I think
Manilow.
He's thinking of
Google that.
Wait, Copacabana this whole time?
Definitely.
Yeah, actually.
Dude, I saw Barry Manilow in person from like 5 feet away backstage in Vegas one time. And
how long ago, Rich?
it was like 12 years ago.
Before Botox and shit, maybe.
No, dude, back then, he was the weirdest creature I've ever seen. That, really? Like, his face is...
Like E.T.?
His face
is... Right,
is
he gay? Yeah.
Of course he's gay.
I don't know much about Barry Manilow.
His face is made out of paper mache. Dude.
It seems like it would be, like, totally, like, pinned back. Like
yeah. It's like just... There's, like, balloon knot shit, like, behind his ears. Like, they just stepped on his head and fucking pulled it back. It's wild. Like, it's like Kenny Rogers had
to
shave.
He's got that, so he's just like...
Yeah, just he's always going warp speed.
Kenny was fucked up looking.
Kenny Rogers had to shave behind his ears, and he had to sleep with weights on his eyelids because he had so many facelifts that his eyes wouldn't close.
Jeez. What?
Yeah.
God damn it.
He had work done.
I didn't know that. Yeah. You learned some shit on this podcast. Learned some shit.
Yeah, you do. All right, caller, anything else you want to
I'm going to hang up on myself because of this conversation.
Yeah, there's something weird with this phone. Where
I didn't even. I legit didn't know he was still there.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. Okay, Barry, so tell us your story about getting jumped earlier.
Well, I'm a pro-Jew, and I don't like what's going on. So I just did a show.
I'm pro-Palestine.
I don't mean to do a brag, but I just did a show.
Instagram, I'm pro-Palestine.
Wink. Can I finish any of this shit?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a show in Brooklyn, and I'm a proud Jew, and I was reciting out loud my Haftorah for the Gentiles,
as you do.
You
very
know a little bit about
very
the Jews,
popular right? thing for people to do right
so
around
I was,
now.
I was out loud singing Baruch Atah, and five dudes jumped me as a proud Jew. That's why I'm a few minutes late. That's all I want.
And what was the jumping like?
You don't have a mark on you.
Yeah, I'm not a mark on you.
It was a little.
You won. Guys,
it seemed a little. It started like doggy style.
Please elaborate.
The album?
No, this is purely fictitious. I just thought.
Yeah, oh, none of this happened?
I wasn't buying it for a second.
Tell the audience and you guys.
Oh, well, as you were coming down the stairs, I was like, because I was saying to people, I go, it's very unlike you, I think, to be late for something.
Rich knows me for years. I've never been late for a show in 30 years.
That's what I'm saying. And I didn't think you'd be late. So then I was like, and then you coming down the stairs, you go, oh, I just had a whole thing or whatever.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, I got greedy. I did a show, a birthday thing, and stand-ups.
Right.
Stand-ups know that we never really turn down a spot, you know. So.
Barry's like Chris and Snoop in The Wire. If you want to kill somebody, you get there like a day early.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we got another call. Shout out to Jeff O. the Bear. I have memberships back on YouTube, but they took them away from me before. So
it's the same guy.
Who knows? It's not. There's something weird with the phone. It keeps saying him. Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello. He specifically had an issue, and he keeps showing up.
James McCoy?
No, you can't say his name. Oh, sorry. That's rule two of the bathhouses. Don't dox people.
You probably need to get a lawyer for this.
Well, yeah, you're not allowed to use names in a bathhouse.
You think I...
Good Jewish lawyer.
Yeah. I don't have one. I don't really want to spend a ton of money trying to sue Meta to get my Instagram account back. By the way, if you don't know, I got kicked off Instagram.
Oh, I'm no. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
How will you look at asses?
I'll find a way.
But Danny, this may make the press and stuff. It may pay for itself.
Yeah, there's no press. Nobody cares. Okay. I think I'm the only person who really cares. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse. I don't know why. Yeah. But this one person, they just...
Need him?
Oh, there we go. You're on.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo.
What's up? You are on the bathhouse.
Oh, what the fuck is J.J. Lieberman's initial stand for? Because
Jason
I swear
Jonah.
To God. Oh, thank God. I'm James Joseph.
Okay.
I was going to go DeRosa route. Oh, okay. It was going to be bad.
How drunk are you? You're calling from Levittown?
Yeah. This, exactly. Same guy. But the thing is for low-value mail, you catch me when I get off work at 9 p.m.
Yep.
And then I start.
Start drinking for people
but
who are unaware.
This sounds like noon drunk. Yeah.
But you've been off of work for almost 2 hours now.
I'm off all day and tomorrow.
Called it.
Yeah.
So I start at 4:30.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And
restrained himself a bit.
And I'm homeless. I'm not homeless, but I'm homeless beer drinker, natty dad.
Chris, did you hear a question at all yet?
There's not. It's not always a question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, but Barry, you can hang up on anybody.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, you can.
I love a good natty. No.
You can hang
but
up
so,
on
wait,
me.
You're homeless?
I thought you were.
No, I thought you work, though.
I think he's saying that he's drinking the homelessness of beer.
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
I don't think natty is that homeless.
25-ounce, 8% natty daddies is $10.50.
Look, here's the thing about natty ice. You have a home if you drink natty ice. It's a split level shitty home.
Oh, that's Chris Vega. That's Chris Vega talking to me. Holy shit.
Danny, how many are waiting to go on after this dude? Do you have any idea?
No. People just keep calling. I don't know.
So you have no idea?
I have no idea. Yeah. Hold on.
Where is the...
That's
where
the red button right there.
Oh, I'm inside.
Do you have a question?
I'm BTS, right?
You have a question?
This dude rules.
Yeah.
What's the question? Get to the question, because I only got 10 more years to live.
You think you got 10 years to live?
I love it.
That's fucking crazy. That's the craziest thing you've ever said.
That's boy math right there.
I'm listening
to the
question.
Over under on that?
Yeah. Dude, I will take that bet.
I will take
the under on that. He's living 10 years.
10 to 1?
No problem. I'll put $500 on that right now.
10 to 1.
No, how old are you, Barry?
I was going to call JJ.
You're 50?
No.
50 and deceased.
Between 50 and deceased.
It's none of your fucking business.
All right.
Okay. What was the, I'm sorry, I interrupted. What's the question? Done.
Okay.
Done.
Here's a question for you from the
chat.
He was
doing the same.
It says, why
bit.
Won't you do roast battle with Pat Dixon on Kevin Brennan's Misery Love Comedy podcast? Somebody wants to know from the chat. You don't have to answer it, but just that's
thank you for asking, because I despise everything about that dude. That's all I'm going to say.
What if you guys just did dueling pianos?
I've never played a piano.
What about dueling banjos?
Banjos, yeah.
Never. I only know the flutophone. That's all I learned, Rich.
Wait.
I don't know.
Dance off.
I bet you can dance.
For the right amount of money? No,
I bet you can dance.
I got a good two-step.
Yeah, I bet that. Okay.
He's roasting you, but you dance back.
All right, we got another call. Hello.
Okay, we'll do
on the bathhouse.
When Barry pops and locks,
hey.
It just sounds like a chicken.
Are we coming in?
You are on the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Yo, Chris, could you imagine if I danced some real
quick
shit? Like young
question
people
for you guys.
Yeah. Barry, someone has a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Barry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I know how you like your tangents. Do you think that Taiwan is its own country? Yes or no?
Yes.
He asked you or me.
I think it's just all of us.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I see everyone, all four
everyone.
Of you.
I'm going to go, yeah.
Yeah.
So Taiwan was the Republic of China.
Yeah.
Which was the Democratic Republic that took over after the dynasties. And then it was super, super corrupt.
Yep.
And so then there was a communist revolution, and they kicked all of them into Taiwan. So it actually was China.
Yeah. But I'm saying now.
I
just go off the map.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, they are for now. Yeah.
It's very.
I mean, they literally are responsible for the supply of all the chips.
It sounds like a lot of words for a yes or no question.
Yes, mm-hmm. Barry.
Wow.
Is Taiwan a country?
I have no clue, man. And I don't talk about
Do you recognize its sovereignty?
Do you recognize their sovereignty?
Excuse me. You're interrupting my answer. I don't know. About that region, and I don't talk about that which I know. All I know about Chinese, I love their combination plates.
Do you like the Asian women?
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Thai pussy. How do you say it in Chinese dialect?
I don't speak Chinese.
Thai pussy.
Well, it's depending what you want to do. Is it Mandarin, common tongue, or are you talking to something else?
Were you Asian?
Yeah, he just became Asian immediately when he said that.
He's very,
it all came
no,
into...
Have you lived there?
No. I just know a lot about China. I believe Taiwan's an independent country.
Yeah.
They weren't fucking... They fled from the communism. So they went to Taiwan, and now they're... Like, I don't know. It's basically, if you say yes, Taiwan's an independent country, you can't go to China. So, sorry, guys.
You're trying to get us to not be allowed to go to China?
You just fucked us out of our Beijing dream tour.
If you say you believe Taiwan is an independent country, China will arrest you and send you to jail.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to go to re-education.
There's a lot of stuff like that, yeah. We had Uncle Roger.
Don't plan any trips there.
You know Uncle Roger?
From Budok?
Uncle Roger.
That's Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Roger.
He's a super famous YouTuber guy. And he came on our show. He had a whole thing because he said something that was Taiwan is its own country, and he got super canceled in China. He was huge in China.
Wait, did
a whole apology and
didn't,
everything.
Didn't John Cena have to apologize for saying Taiwan was a country?
Yeah.
But was your purpose here just to fuck us out of being able to go to China?
I don't think the government of China watches the bathhouse.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know if we're quite on
that. And we were talking about Palestine Israel earlier. So, you know.
It's wild what people are single issue about. Yeah.
China Uncensored. I would recommend it. Pretty funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
China Uncensored, the book?
YouTube. It's a YouTube channel. It just talks about Chinese news.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah.
Right. I got to tell you something. What's your name, dude?
TJ. Two letters. T and the J. Can't go wrong.
TJ. You're TJ the comedian, right?
TJ. No, this is not TJ the comedian.
No, I'm not that funny. I'm not TJ Miller funny.
No, there's another TJ.
TJ Francis. He's been on the show a couple times.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
So here's
TJ Francis.
For anybody that's listening in, Barry Ribb's take on today, I'm very dark and cynical. I don't believe in anything that I read.
Barry,
in the mic. Yeah. Yeah, you're a professional. You're a professional comedian.
Talking in the mic. You had it on your tits. Yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I don't believe in anything I've been taught or anything. Now I think everything is propaganda and shit.
Everything is propaganda.
Everything, man. I'm so cynical about everything, man.
How old were you during the Vietnam War? Did you get drafted?
I was born in the 50s.
Okay, so no, you just
I'm
missed
like
it.
A little kid.
Yeah. But not too. I mean, they were drafting 18-year-olds, right? So.
Wait,
you want to go to the Gulf?
This is about him and his reporting question.
Yeah, that's why he's got to use a fake name. He's been dodging the draft ever since.
Yeah.
But I don't like to regurgitate all this stuff that we get fed because I don't believe in this government or the planet when it comes to.
So you think
corruption.
Trump was stolen from Trump, is what you're saying?
Excuse me?
Barry, is it?
What did
Barry?
You say, Chris? Translate?
He said.
You say you don't believe in the government. Like, do you mean like he's like Joe Biden's an illegitimate president? Or you're saying government in general?
I think every government on this planet is corrupt.
Yeah, for sure. That's no question.
Except Hamas.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good.
They're the good.
What were you saying? What were you saying, TJ? Did you have a question before we hang up on you?
I honestly, it slipped my mind. You guys can cut me off. I'll call back if I remember it.
Danny's the boss here.
Good man. Okay. Good man, TJ.
Something weird with the phone. It keeps showing another call on top, but anyways.
Just nonstop.
So you don't trust the government. Has that always been your position? I think that's pretty smart.
No.
That you come around to that recently.
I don't know how many years now, but.
Yeah.
Well, because in school, they used to tell us about Russian propaganda. They never say anything about American propaganda.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's not propaganda. It's the truth.
Yes.
It's weird how that works. Yes. Okay. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Very cynical.
I like that, Barry.
Very cynical.
Hello.
Did I say it enough times, Rich?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I
wish Derek was there to fill in for the China talk, but I had a quick question about the. What is it? Is there a bit of a gap between the benches and that wall?
Yeah, so
had a green
there is. So literally, there used to be a bench here. If you've watched the show for a while, we used to sit in this bench, and then the bench got. And I used to always sit on the broken seat of the bench.
Chris,
there was like a little issue. Then someone smashed it like a month ago.
Yeah. Curious about it, yeah.
Yeah, someone smashed it a month ago.
Why?
So.
Does it look super weird?
Somebody smashed everything in here?
No, it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't on purpose.
Chris Italia sat down twice.
Oh. It was apparently it was staff actually sat down on it and just kind of.
That was an important question.
Yeah.
The trials.
Yeah, I was just asking about it because Chris from Brooklyn. He spent several months in a hotel across from the pyramids of Giza when he was doing the HSR when they were back
that's true, I did.
In the old studio.
That is true.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, Danny, you know, you could travel the whole world and just report from different places.
I could, or I could just be in my sweet, sweet one bedroom, barren living room thing.
Being your Nona's,
that's my background. No, this is the production value down here is awesome. But my other show, I have a green screen, and it's like it's that classic, just like barren living room with just a TV and a chair. Yeah.
What about John Steele?
I think
John Steele. I don't know what's going on with John Steele. I spoke to him. I have to have a meeting with him. He actually lives in New York, so I'm gonna definitely get John Steele in the mix. Hold on a second. But yeah.
And then my last point.
Oh, okay.
Is she the server that's skinny?
No, but we could maybe, we could get someone if you want to order something.
I just want one of those Truly shits or water or some shit.
Yeah. All right, we got a call here. Hello. Bastards hung up on us.
That's the same dude.
I don't think that was the same. No, this person's trying to get through. I don't think we've been able to get talk to this one person. They keep calling.
Somebody, there's a couple real mental cases that won't stop. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what makes the show.
Hello, caller.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the bathhouse. I don't think we've been able to get talk to this one person. Please turn down your thing.
Mm-hmm. Hello? That's close.
Hey, what's up?
Am I on with Joe Biden?
What's that?
Am I on with Joe Biden?
Are you on with Joe Biden?
I see what he did there.
Yeah, old guy in the corner. That's Joe Biden, right?
Yes. Is that it?
Can you explain Hunter?
I've never noticed.
What has been going on with this show?
What do you mean?
I think it's me.
No, it's not you. No. I will say, actually, Harrington came on like 3 weeks ago, uh-huh. and then I've been saying it since then, or maybe a month ago, and. And then a lot of the racist live chat. Because the racist live chat had never been mentioned on this show once ever, mm-hmm. and then it's come up a lot.
Oh,
since Harrington came on. So, but I like them. Shout out to the racist live chat. Hello, you're on the bathhouse.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the show. How's it going,
sir? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's up?
You looking for a question?
You can whatever you want. Yeah.
Well, I guess that was a question.
That was a question. Yeah, yeah, technically. You got us.
All right. Fair enough. How do you... I'm looking for some advice on how to cope with other white males denying my whiteness recently.
Like white males are... What kind of white males?
How white
males?
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to qualify.
I'm sorry?
How white are you? What's your background?
Qualify.
Tell us your background.
Whiteness.
Yeah.
I am a white non-Jew. And okay. Recently, a couple of other white males have claimed that I am definitely not white.
They're saying you're not white? Where are your parents from?
My parents are German, Irish, Italian descent.
Ooh, I don't know about Italian.
Yeah,
Italian will get you every time. Yeah. That's a tough one.
That's black.
I
guess.
That's tough. So, yeah. Do we have a little like a sound effect there, Johnny? A little?
Hey, oh.
Got the old trombone. Just,
the old 23andMe came back, pal. Not looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I got the old Stugatz on that one.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. It's I was getting into it with that guy, the leather apron guy, yesterday on Twitter. Not really getting into it, but I was talking to him, and he was one of the people. Some people think he's the main reason that I did that sketch with the like the counting Jews and things. But he's just one of them. There's a million of those people. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to get a definition of just like what. For the people who are like getting mad when Jews say they're white, I go, so what is white? And they can't really give you a great answer. Like you can't be like, so what is it? And then they're like, well, and like it's never like a really,
it ain't you, bud.
It's like,
I mean, yeah, white is to me,
white's a state of mind. I mean,
it's weird because I'm like, because you know, I'm really trying to, and it's funny because people are like, they always say, they go, oh, well, Jews, you go, you're white when it's convenient, you're Jewish when it's convenient. But it's like, it's never been convenient for me. It's only been inconvenient for both of them. Like
to be Jewish.
Dude, I've literally okay.
You won three Nobel Prizes, Danny.
That's fair. Danny? Yeah, I have three Nobel Prizes. Yeah. You don't have any? That's crazy.
Terrible Jew.
You'll get one next. You'll get one next year. The odds are like very likely you will get one.
Yeah, I'm self-hating.
Yeah. But I've had countless like agents and people in entertainment being like, yeah, like if you weren't a white guy, you'd be getting tons of work, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they weren't like, hey, if you weren't a Jew,
being anti-Semitic.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, it's just like, the way to do it is the convenient way to say that you're too Jewish.
But I'm not too Jewish.
Yeah. I mean, you could have just pulled out the yummy and be like, well, lucky for you.
Yeah, what about this? And they go, even worse, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky for you, I fiddle on the roof.
Yeah.
So what do these guys, what do these race bullies say that you are? Do they only say that you're not?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask Danny because it was him and two of his guests last week telling me I'm 100% white.
You're definitely not 100%.
To be fair, just there, you sounded like a black guy.
Yeah. You do sound of color.
Oh, this is, were you the guy who called in talking to Dick Masterson and Vito about that? About the Vito comic book. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean,
is it about my voice that sounds not white?
The whole thing.
This guy toured with Cat Williams, I would say that you are an actual expert.
Look, I'll weigh in on this as a bit of a black whisperer.
funny? There's no black whisperers.
I'm a bit of a black whisperer. I turn that shit down!
What can I do to change this?
There's a deepness to it that does sound.
Yeah, there's
a deepness. There's a certain mumble.
What quadrant of the country do you reside in? Like, are you from the south?
I'm in the northeast, New Jersey, baby.
North New Jersey.
That's Jersey.
Where in New Jersey? Atlantic City.
I'm right in the middle.
Central Jersey.
In the middle.
Brunswick. One of the Brunswicks.
I'm about 20 minutes from there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh. Camden?
Yeah.
Middlesex County.
I mean, I'm telling you, like Dick and Vito were both, we were all sure of it.
Do you have monstrous balls or something that are giving you this bass?
Mm, you got a lot of bass in your voice.
I got a question. Do you work out?
Wait.
Do you work out?
Oh. Do your balls actually touch the toilet water? Or are you just joking?
It depends on the toilet, but yeah.
I mean, that's happened to me as I've gotten older.
No.
If it's high troublesome. Water, yeah.
Does the humidity play into the game?
Yeah, especially if I'm like kind of sick in the winter, my balls, you know, your balls try to evade your body.
Yeah.
Because of the body, your body temperature's up, so your balls are going away.
Balls
I had a buddy in college that we called Big Daddy Long Balls, and every time he took a dump, he had to throw his balls over his leg so that they wouldn't go, like, not touch the water, like, in the water.
So he can't, like, play a pickup game of basketball.
They're usually high and tight.
Dude. Yeah.
Dude, high and tight.
We would ruin our big fancy formal that we had every year because at some point when everybody's blasted, somebody would just start, like, Dwight's nuts. And he would, like, wind up standing up on a table to the horror of his date, and he could pull his balls out of a tuxedo pant, and they would still hang down, like, 7 or 8 inches.
What do you mean pant?
A pant. Tuxedo pants.
Trousers.
He would just pull them out of the pants.
Through
the fly.
No dick. Like, he would just go digging, and he would just pull his long balls.
Oh, my God.
Well, he should just go to the fine people over at Sheath Underwear.
Is this about the bathhouse thing that you invited me to?
This is the show, Barry.
Dude, it skipped a generation, too. So he could only talk to his grandfather.
Barry, is this not what you thought it was going to be?
Hold on. That's bath the best house, part. Huh? Yeah. Just his dad being like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid's balls?
We leave here and go to the sauna and continue this. Is that it?
Yeah.
But, okay, so
Grandpa just coming around being like, I know about the ball thing.
It's
all of our cross to bear.
You guys miss me saying
that. No, we're not referring to you.
That long balls skips a generation. So he can only talk to his grandfather about it.
Do you work out?
No.
Well, I was listening to some podcast. I was listening to a podcast with.
Did you have a super black name?
I don't know.
His name is Dion.
It's DeBrickashaw.
No. Omar. It's Vincent Daniel.
Vincent's kind of a black name.
Yeah,
it's an Italian.
It's not.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's the Italian thing. Maybe it's just like it's all the Italian. What do you think, Barry? You have any?
I think I'm bored to fucking death.
I think.
You made up a story about getting attacked.
I'm less Italian than anything else.
This guy's got balls hanging in the water, and he sounds black and doesn't want to.
Yeah, my story was fucking cheesy, it fell apart quick. And hacky, and
Hang up on me, Barry. You contribute nothing.
Barry,
go fuck yourself.
Barry, send him to hell.
No, he's attacking. He's
send him to hell.
It's because
hang
you're
up
Jewish.
On him, Barry.
Vincent,
I'm sorry, Barry. I'm sorry that you thought this was going to be a highbrow podcast.
Sorry you were expecting to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you thought this was going to be like just a bunch of smart people talking about smart things.
Yeah. Oh,
a bunch of drunks watching Danny on a Wednesday. Yeah. I'm really going to be the fucking brain trust.
There's one.
A real Lex Friedman crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's tabbing between us and porn.
Yeah.
They're all watching jerk off.
They probably got them both going at the same time. Hello.
Hello, caller.
Turn it down.
Yep.
Hello. How's it going today?
Very good. Very good.
How's it going?
Good. You're kind of sounding not great. If you maybe can, like, I don't know if you're on a headset or something.
Is this any better?
Nope.
No.
This is truly disgraceful. I had some advice for Pablo, but I guess he's not going to hear it if my audio is terrible.
It's not great. Well, where are you?
Hang yourself out the window a little, like really far.
Are you like in the sticks or is this
past your waist?
I'm in the middle of the hood. I have terrible internet because my city's poor.
Okay. What city is that? Can you share?
It's a poor one. One of the top 10 highest homicide in the country.
Ooh.
Guessing game.
Johnny, pull up a list.
Wait, did he say a poor one or a port one?
Detroit?
I'm going straight to Detroit, yeah.
It's Lafayette, Louisiana.
Because if it was number one, if it was Chicago, he would have just said that.
Are you the only white guy?
Oh, it's probably Chicago. It's probably Chicago.
Only white guy in Gary, Indiana?
That would be terrible. Thank you. I'm
such
like
a white name.
Yeah, thank you for affirming on whiteness. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
St. Louis. Baltimore. St. Louis, Baltimore? New Orleans. I think this doesn't really count.
New.
I think it was
St. Louis.
St. Louis. St. Louis. Oh, you're number one.
Oh. Are you in East
you're
St. Louis?
Number one. You're number one.
It's weird that you would say top 10 and not just take full credit for it.
Are you in St. Louis or East St. Louis?
St. Louis might be highest per capita, whereas Chicago, I think, is highest overall numerically.
Yeah, you guys kind of stick your nose up to those people in Chicago. Yeah. You go, ha, if we had as many people as you,
we'd be killing
we'd have
them.
Way less people. Yeah.
You have a question?
My advice?
I thought he lived in Gaza.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. My bad internet and my.
It's okay.
Poverty,
what's your? So you have advice for Pablo? Pablo has been having some. He has lady problems.
This is the airplane mechanic.
Airplane mechanic. He has a lot of lady problems. He might be listening. What's your advice for Pablo?
Okay, so three options. Number one is the correct option, which is he should go to church, become consecrated. Consecrated, that means he becomes a monk, but become convicted, join the church. If he doesn't want
to
do that,
can he go to a consecration camp?
no, okay. So number two and number three is he needs to print off business cards with his name and his phone number and his email address. Mm-hmm. Go into like doctor's offices and chiropractors and say, if you know any nice young ladies, here's my card. And just tell the dentist, the doctor, the chiropractor, just be like, hey, if you need any nice young ladies, just give them a stack of cards.
A referral.
And just get ready to take calls.
Barry, what do you think about that?
Barry, you were chewing your cud into the mic, and it's so fucking gross, dude. It's the worst ASMR. It's like a nursing home ASMR.
I'm just trying to keep awake.
Yeah.
What are you chewing on?
Breath mint.
He's got a breath mint. What do you think, Barry? Do you have any advice for the card scenario?
Once Rich said something about concentration camp, I couldn't concentrate.
Consecration.
Consecration.
Oh. Okay. We'll move on. Chris, what do you think?
I forgot.
I was on concentration camp, Rich. I thought you... Okay.
No. Well, this is he wants Pablo
funny
to
that
give
he
out.
Couldn't concentrate after that though.
Yeah. He wants Pablo to put out business cards.
Business cards. I saw a thing on I think Reddit or someone posted where a guy basically to meet girls went and started a fake online business and then would have women like basically set up a fake business where he was hiring a secretary and then women would apply for the job and then he would basically like learn I can't remember exactly how he basically sealed the deal, but then he eventually like would start just dating these women, but it was never a real business.
That's the casting couch.
I don't think that's porn.
I watch
there's no porn.
Night.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's every no porn. Night I watch porn.
Dude, what about to Alexis Guerrero's wife was doing a thing where she was helping girls create that. She was shooting photos, staging photos for dating profiles.
Yeah.
But if a guy did that.
Yeah, guys do that.
No, guy did that as a business.
Oh, and then, and yeah, that's not a bad idea. Get a little photographer. I mean, that's like the oldest thing in the book is dudes who are like, you look like a model. I'm a photographer. Exactly. Can I like shoot you?
Right, but this is girls that just need a photographer and you don't even play it like you're a model. Mm. In fact, you would be like, "Ooh, we need to make you look sexier."
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's not a bad idea.
You know, like, yeah, yeah, no, you can't wear that.
Even if she's a cow.
Yeah. Wow. Especially.
Especially.
That's who you need to make look sexier. Yeah.
With mascara, cow. So
Yeah. What was third choice?
Yeah. So third option. This is the insane one.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Twin Flames?
The what?
Twin Flames.
Oh. The Twin Flames.
I just watched that.
This is a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a cult.
It's
85%
wild.
Women. They believe in stalking as part of their approach to meet their soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's 85% women. The odds are in Pablo's favor.
Yeah, if he joins
you
that.
You just need to get in on the subreddit and find some insane women. And if one of them thinks that he is her soulmate...
Yeah.
Then he's set.
Yeah. And what do they believe in this cult? The Twin Flames. You know?
That it's, so, that just, there's like everybody's soul has a twin, and that perfect it's like perfect divine love is possible for everybody.
That sounds like something that bitches would be into.
But it's only one person, and that's why they wind up stalkers because their leader is like, "You're just giving up. Losers give up. You better go where he works and hang out in the parking lot for 12 hours."
That's
it's nuts.
Only women
for
could
sure.
do that.
Do they have to be the same generation?
Nope.
Okay, take down my phone number, bitches.
Dude, there's so many. They're so stuck on this shit that like half of the girls, of course, most of the girls weren't finding a match. So he was like, "Oh, you know what the problem is? This girl, she's actually a dude. So you're trans now." And they talked, like, he basically told like dozens of girls that they're dudes and they got their tits cut off and married a chick. Even though they were all like, "Yeah, I'm not."
What?
Yeah.
Does he keep the tits in like a trophy case?
Unclear.
I mean, that seems like
it's an unclear trophy case.
Oh. So you ever been in a cult, Barry?
Yeah. Oh, it's like frosted glass.
You ever
joined
a cult?
Have I ever been
joined a cult or almost?
Have I joined or been in one?
Yeah, or almost.
No, I'm a loner.
Yeah, you're a loner, lone wolf. Yeah. Interesting. All right.
But yeah, dude. If you are real hard up for pussy and don't mind spending like $6,000 every year on some classes, Twin Flames, not
Twin
a bad
Flames,
idea.
All right. Yeah. Smart. All right. Thanks, caller.
All right. Guys, thanks for your time, Danny.
Yeah, no problem. Just hang up on him.
Get him.
What's that?
Got him.
Yeah, I got him. Well, I didn't. There's something going on with the phone tonight, but...
What do you mean?
So, Barry, what would you like to talk about? Anything on your mind?
Well, as you know...
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter and all that shit just like you.
Yeah.
And I'm a little confused about Israel, Palestine, Hamas.
Yeah.
So being a proud Jew,
yeah,
I lean towards Israel, but you got these people from Israel that are going against Israel or something like that? Like they're...
Well, I mean, Israel's a country. Right. It's like, you know how you say you don't trust any government? So technically, there are people like you who are also Jewish who don't trust any government, and then that happens to be the government of Israel.
Yo, listen.
Well explained.
Yeah. So people are just distrustful of government, and they go, "I don't like any government," which is fair.
The little I've delved into this, it appears... What's so funny about that, Chris? Delve is too fancy for Brooklyn?
The little you've delved into this, the biggest news story in the world for 6 weeks.
And also, you've been alive since before Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And you're Jewish.
Not true.
No, that was in the 40s, I think, right?
48.
Like I said.
48.
Am I ever getting anything to drink? Or
this I don't. Just, you got to. We got to. Johnny, can you get some water, please? Sorry. Sorry.
Is it Johnny?
No, and I'll take a Heineken.
Johnny, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Johnny.
Put it on Danny's.
Can I tell you what brand I like?
Do it.
Just swear it's tap. It's tap. Yeah. Hello,
Richie. You got to shout out those drink orders when you get a chance.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Hello, you're on the bathhouse.
Hello.
Hey, Richie. Not many people can handle green. You Hello. Can handle it.
Thank you, sir.
I'm telling you.
The moment Johnny leaves, everything.
Hello.
Oh, hey, what's up? I was gonna say everything goes to shit. Hello.
Wait.
Up. This is what okay. happens when we lose our producer.
All right. Let's play white or nah.
Who?
Based on that. Hello.
Oh, the,
it was the same guy.
I mean, this is kind of, I guess, unfair for me to play this game because I kind of know the demographics of my audience.
Oh, right. Pretty yeah, safe bet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can guess the demographics of your audience.
Pretty safe bet. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Cara.
I wonder who that is.
Hello.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello.
Hey.
What is happening?
Richie, that sounded Asian.
Right.
They called it.
You too,
Hello?
Chris.
Hey, what's up? You're on the bathhouse.
Hey, it's Dwight.
Hey, what's up, Dwight? Oh, fuck yeah, Johnny.
Thank I want to shout out to Richie for remembering me.
What's up, Dwight?
Dwight, you remember Dwight?
Was Dwight the guy Thank you. With a lawn care company or something?
No, the pressure washer?
No, the guy that was allergic to poison ivy. That was,
oh, I don't know.
Wait, do you have a power washing company like those memes?
No, I got the long nuts.
The long nuts.
Hey,
back to nuts,
go.
Richie.
Dwighty long nuts.
Dwight was his last name. That's
Thanks,
why
Johnny. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny right. Glover, the Southern lover.
Richie, we could not do this without him.
Great job, though. Great job with Johnny's. The callback on Dwight. Yeah. Big Daddy Long Balls. It's a fucking great name.
Yeah.
I'm more into titties. Right. Is there a chick that calls in? I like
What do
titties.
You think, Barry? You think we have a lot of chicks who watch
At
this
the
stuff?
Bathhouse?
Not a lot of chicks who watch YouTube. We do have some women who are watching the show, though, for
I'm
sure.
obsessed with titties.
I bet you are.
I don't know. There's an awful lot of astrology.
Barry, you're like the only person I know who will just retweet like hardcore porn.
Yep.
From your main account.
Yo, listen. I had, yo, I had a business meeting with a top porn star.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry, we got a call.
Oh, he's gay?
The top porn star.
He's the top. You get it?
All the women are bi. All of them are bi.
But, Barry, do you comment on porn?
Comment?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, but I got friends, so I don't.
Hey, sorry. Okay, we got a call. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, first time, long time. Just wanted to say, big fan
long
of
time.
Johnny over there on
2 weeks.
Yeah, shout out to Johnny Glover. Yeah, thanks, man.
And of course, the show wouldn't be possible without the great Joe Harari.
Yeah, that's Whoa, true.
Deep cut.
Who's
Is this
who?
Joe? Is Joe calling from the other room?
A stalky reference.
Is this Joe?
Is it?
No, this is not Joe.
Sounds
no,
like Joe.
No, doesn't
Wait,
sound
is that
like
Jorge?
Joe.
No.
Sounds like Joe.
No, it doesn't sound like Joe.
It is.
It is Jorge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Hi,
you finally got through.
I've been trying to call in for 4 weeks, and I've never gotten through, and it's very upsetting.
This is my engineer for my podcast who ate 14 Dunkin' Donuts donuts during the course of an episode.
Whoa. Did you feel really shitty after that, Jorge?
Yeah, I didn't shit 4 days after.
That's a lot of. I'm trying to think the most donuts I've ever eaten in one sitting.
That Probably seems like you're either going to shit as soon as you swallow the 14th or never again.
So we found out that the amount of sugar in like one of those big pumpkin spice Dunkachinos is the equivalent to 14 donuts, and he ate four. So he was just like, "Let's see if I can do this."
I'd rather have 14 donuts, to be honest.
Yes,
who's your donut store? Who do you like?
I'm Tim not Hortons. A bit. You know what? So I'm. You know, it's probably shocking to a lot of people.
I have a reason for asking.
I'm not a huge donut guy, but in Canada, Tim Hortons, I've had maybe a Dunkin' Donuts once.
I'll say
since
this.
I've lived
if
here.
I have to hear JJ talk about that fucking pie shop near Brooklyn Comedy Club one more fucking time, I'm going to put my head through a fucking wall.
So you're a Tim Hortons dude, right?
And when I lived in Canada, actually, there's a Tim Hortons right by my house in Brooklyn inside of a gas station.
So you're Rich, are you into donuts?
I was a Dunkin' Donuts guy, not anymore.
You a donut dude?
I love a good donut.
Yeah, Dunkin' sucks.
I love a good donut. I just don't get them. I don't need them.
I like Donut Plant. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of get to.
In the
Once you try some of those smaller donut boutique sort of places,
The fancy
you don't
donuts?
Go back to, you don't go back to that shit.
There was a place in Toronto called Glory Hole Donuts. I don't know if they're still open. That was a good donut.
What, comes with the dick?
Comes with the dick?
What was your question,
They were all glazed.
Yeah, gotcha. Gross.
They're all jizzed.
So, Jorge, what would you like to ask?
You got through after 4 weeks.
Yeah, I would like to ask why you keep having Derek and Jill on the show when they don't contribute anything.
First off, that is not true. Derek is, everybody loves Derek.
Yeah, Gio, I don't have together.
And he's Derek only, Gaines? He's only, no,
Derek Dersher.
Derek Dersher. And Gio's only been on the show a couple times. Maybe three,
you got
three
a caller
times.
Telling you how to produce your show?
He's
a producer.
He is a producer, yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, like literally by he's trade. He's an actual producer's podcast.
But he also used to work at a chicken place.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And,
can you get
that's
us
fair.
Into the movies or anything?
Can you get us? You're the Jewish one.
You need to get us into the movies, Barry.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, he can't get us into the movies. Do you want to be in the movies?
So wait, do you know?
I'm going to be in one soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he was meeting with that top porn producer. He's gonna be the bottom.
The fluffer?
No, that was a woman.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, gay.
Yeah, boo.
Got it.
After the meeting, she ghosted me. Go figure.
Jorge. Yeah, I don't know. I like both of those people, Derek and Gio.
I don't know if you like those guys. Why
do you produce their? Do you produce their podcast? Is that
the problem? The permanent co-host. I think JJ Lieberman should be the permanent co-host of the show.
That would never happen. He is the by far most polarizing guest of this show.
I think JJ Lieberman is the king of New York comedy right now. And I feel like everybody is just trying to hold him back because they're scared.
So funny because he talks. You must be with him because you're talking about
JJ's
donuts.
JJ's got to be in the room.
Then JJ must be with him.
No, I'm on the corner of Delancey and Essex right now, actually. Okay. Nowhere near anybody.
No. JJ. The problem with JJ is the future. He's, I'll say this. It does net out, but when he comes on, there's literally people who are like, I'm not watching the show. But then there's people who are like, I'm definitely watching this. So. But it doesn't. There's no net benefit to him coming on. You don't get. There's no bump. It's just certain people go fuck this. And
he
certain
once
people
called.
Go, yes.
He called my show once and just called my co-host like every slur for gay people.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And that's the kind of quality content that we need out here.
Uh-huh. Called
like
him
you, guys just, you guys are too old to understand current social media trends, and I get that. You know, there's like a age discrepancy and all that. But I'm telling you, JJ Lieberman is timeless.
Timeless.
Anything he does right now will be relevant 100 years in the future.
That's true. He could be 30. He could be 60. He's timeless.
He is timeless.
Yeah, he's
I'm not
doing,
familiar with
you. Don't
JJ
know JJ?
Lieberman.
Oh man, I would love to see the two of you
he's
together.
Is it true?
It would be like.
It would be Back to the Future.
You ever see the last scene in Time Cop?
We're having fun.
Where the guy from the future touches the guy from the past, and then they meld into one thing.
Because
the same matter cannot occupy the same
Richard
space.
I think Richard just kind of said that already.
No, I think it'd be more of a Looper situation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
J.J. Lieberman? I never heard.
Oh, the two of you? I would fucking love to get the two of you.
Sees each other, they blast.
Love it. All right, Jorge. Thanks, dude. He's a homosexual.
JJ is the future.
JJ Lieberman.
Yeah, he's a homosexual.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he'll if you don't know that, he will
tell you for hours.
He'll let you know.
I'm a faggot that loves pussy.
Are you allowed to say faggot nowadays?
Well, he is.
Oh, I mean, this channel's not. This is my YouTube channel.
I was quoting.
I thought that was against the woke lore or some shit.
No, I don't. It's on my YouTube channel, and then I don't monetize any of these episodes, so I'm not too worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't even try. I don't even.
Here's my future, Rich.
You should be so lucky.
Hey. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Hello.
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 Caller.
Sometimes there's like a little delay, but that's too long.
No. You think that guy really saw Will Smith getting blasted in the ass?
You saw something?
Oh. I think everybody has seen that.
Hello.
Really?
Hello.
I don't know.
There's what time do you usually go into on this?
We go about an hour. Nice. Yeah, we probably got like 10. If you have to get out of here or anything.
No, I'm having fun.
I got to ask you, you went on tour with Cat Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cat Williams is the demographic of black guy who, like everybody he's friends with, has a conspiracy theory about how every black celebrity is gay, correct?
Yeah.
Like everybody is gay for a different reason, right?
I mean, he's that level of
like
fame.
I know guys like that that are like are just kind of like this person's gay because
you'll never
this.
Hear that about Cat though.
No, I've never heard it about Cat Williams. But I'm saying like he's the kind of guy who will tell you why 500 different people are gay, right?
Oh, he could definitely
and like definitely the people he hangs out with are definitely like that.
Yeah,
like yeah, right. Like that's okay. I just wanted I just wanted to confirm my suspicions.
He definitely has the behind the scenes Hollywood
like shit. The DL stuff.
Yeah.
DL Hughley?
No. You don't download Hughley? Brothers.
It is.
You're friends with him, right?
I've worked with DL about 20 times.
Nice. Like him. He was on the Fresh Prince episode.
That's right.
Remember where he was the comedian and then he You never saw that? The episode of Fresh Prince where
I don't remember. I'm sure.
Well, DL Hughley was the comedian. Will Smith? And then Will tries to do comedy thinking like, "Oh, it's so easy." And then Will bombs
knows everything.
And they have this like kind of like heartfelt moment because DL's like, "What?" He's like, "Well, you just thought it was like so easy." And Will's like, "Thought it was so easy." And then he like bombs kind of thing.
And then years later, Will tried stand up, right?
I don't know, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did it like 5 years ago or something.
Didn't he do a show on Comedy Central because a bunch of comics
He had comics writing for him.
Yeah.
And he was when he first got on Instagram, he had comics writing for him and he was doing everything that they thought of and it was great. And then he fired them and slapped Chris Rock instead.
Oh, all right. Interesting. Hello. Thanks way for calling the bathhouse.
Way funnier, by the way.
Yeah.
His apology video might be the funniest thing I've seen in the last 5 years.
It was solid. Yeah.
Hello.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, here we go.
Jeff.
What's up, Jeff? Thank you, buddy.
Big Jeff.
I just got a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite 20th century dictator? I'm partial to the Kim dynasty. Obviously, they have
Pol Pot
power. I just want to know what you guys think.
Pol Pot.
Well, first of the Kims, I go Il over Un.
Pol Pot.
And Sun.
I like Pol Pot.
Il over Un also. But
I like a guy who likes to start a year zero.
Well,
I like that he just claimed that he was the inventor of the cheeseburger and made everybody in North Korea. Like he called himself Party Center.
Dude, Kim Jong Un.
He wanted to call him. Yeah, Kim Jong Il.
That's the new one?
No, he was the father.
Okay. The father. Oh yeah, I like the golf is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say is that he claimed the first time he ever
shot like 23 on an 18-hole course.
No, he shot 18.
No, it wasn't 18. No, I think it wasn't. He didn't make a hole in one on everyone, but he like legitimately first time he ever played. It was something like he shot a 25.
Yeah,
or something. He's like, something crazy.
But,
it's like Putin playing hockey.
If you could,
but at least Putin like you can see him playing hockey.
He can skate.
He's good at hockey.
Yeah.
Hold on, if you could take the last day on Earth out of it, I'm a Gaddafi guy.
Ooh.
He had
Gaddafi. He had Riz.
I don't want his last day, but he had an army of private security that was dimes with golden machine guns.
Yeah. Gaddafi.
Pretty fucking dope.
Pretty badass.
I did not know that.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I would say this. Gaddafi until he gave up his nukes because then he was a cuck.
Oh yeah, dude.
I'm gonna go in a different direction.
Yeah. Gotta hold the nuke.
I would say my choice was my mother.
Hey.
That is the most Jewish thing I've ever heard a person say.
20th century. We're having fun.
Chris, she was a little overbearing.
She was a little overbearing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. What about you, Jeff? What is your favorite dictator?
I'm partial to the Kim family. They're they're still dictating out there. It's
who are you talking about?
Stay in power. It's impressive. The Kim family. The Kim dynasty over to North Korea.
Let me ask you a question. The sister, would you smash?
Would.
100%.
For sure. Of course I would. Yeah, dude, without a doubt.
Dangerous, too.
I like the idea of that level of pressure to perform. Yeah. I want to see what I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's also not hot.
If you're getting her close and she starts,
you call her pussy lips the 38th parallel.
You guys keeping your eye on Schultz, Korean that here.
Yeah.
Andrew Schultz because he's got the Korean looking hair.
He's got that Korean.
Yeah.
Yeah. He constantly looks like he's doing a role, but I don't think he is.
I think he got did the hair because he was doing a role, and then he just, I think he kept
yeah.
it.
That was like 3 years ago. What the fuck? Doesn't the hair grow back?
I think it was in the summer.
He's a bootlegger. Doesn't hair grow back? He's a bootlegger.
Not yours.
I got no hair. Yo.
But
you guys are the only ones know that I got like a bald spot and shit.
We're not the only. Also, everyone who's watching.
People also sleep on Erdogan.
Erdogan? Yeah. Dude, Erdogan literally said the country Greece doesn't exist. He said that there was a national decree. Yeah. Greece is not a country. It doesn't exist.
He Taiwan'd.
Yeah.
Greece. A woman in the audience in Atlantic City, I don't mean to brag, her name was Greece. Hmm. For real.
Her name was Greece?
Yeah.
Can we guess
why would that
race?
Be a brag?
But that's what her pussy smelled like, too. Okay.
Can we guess the race of that one?
That's you're rich. She was not white. She wasn't black.
I'm going to throw this out there. Richie has not been getting enough fucking laughs from YouTube.
Richie, what?
He is laughing.
I've been laughing my ass off.
Barry's just been. It's mostly also Barry just stares at him because.
Yo, Rich, she wasn't white or black. Okay. I don't know what. I don't know why.
Her name was Greece.
Was she Greek?
But how was she spelling it? Hold on. Was she spelling it G-R-E-A-S-E or G-R-I-E-S?
No, like the country. I think like the country.
Oh.
Yeah. G-R-E-A-Z. It was Greece.
Greasy.
I don't know.
I've never heard a chick named Greece.
What did she look like?
She was pretty.
That's not what we're meaning.
That's all I got for you.
By pretty, do you mean Puerto Rican?
I think that made she was leaning
Spanish?
Towards PR. Yeah,
we talked later. She was pretty slick.
He's killing.
You overlaughed for that one to make up for the past.
I didn't make up anything. I've been laughing at all your jokes.
You got a rim shot.
Rib shot.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right.
Thank you. The dude did it.
Yeah, we had it.
Oh, you did right. What's your name again?
Johnny.
Johnny. Right?
You thought
Johnny
this Glover. Dude had a drum set at home?
Yeah, for a second.
Like Cartman with the phonics monkey?
Yeah. Richie, you'll see when you get to my age, you'll be borderline senile. You'll see. You'll watch.
This dude's just got a kid.
You think you're borderline senile?
I thought it came from the dude. You'll see, Richie. 2023, you'll say, Rips told me. When I get to Ribs' age.
That's so funny. That was a great question, though.
Yeah, that's a solid question. Thanks, Jeff.
What was the question?
Anything else, Jeff?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the great show.
That's what your favorite dictator was. You answered
dictator.
Your mother.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thank you.
She was overbearing. Hello.
Hey, shout out to Derek and Gio. They're the best.
No, it's not Jorge.
Oh, okay. What's up? Yeah, they are.
Cool. I just wanted to give a shout out to...
That's the whole
on
thing.
The gate with Derek and Gio.
Okay.
Okay.
We got to come up with something other than shout out. That is so 1972.
What do you think?
Hey, Barry. Yeah, Barry looks like Homer Simpson with a donut around his waist.
With a what around his waist?
Homer Simpson.
With a donut around his waist.
Rich, is that ugly? Homer Simpson's ugly?
No.
Gotcha.
No. It'd be like more like Grandpa Simpson.
Not going to body shape.
Yeah.
We're not going to body shape.
You ain't got
Barry.
A Mr. Burns vibe.
You know, when I tell people I haven't seen this content and that, they don't believe it and shit.
You've never seen The Simpsons?
Just pieces.
Wait. You've never seen The Simpsons?
Pieces, Rich. Pieces.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, it comes in through the antenna. You don't even need cable for that.
I haven't had a TV in 11, 12 years.
That's a good idea.
It's
though.
A 40-year-old show. Go ahead.
He's 35 years old.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Carl. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the Bathhouse.
Oh yeah, what's up?
What's up?
That's Jorge.
It's Cody.
Oh, what's up, Cody?
Yeah, what's up? So my friend recently got an internet girlfriend, and he already says he's in love.
Where does she live?
Modern dating.
Where does she live?
Wait, is his girlfriend
probably
a Nigerian prince?
Wait, is she a bot?
California.
I mean, I would have my...
She lives in a school in the other town.
I would have my antenna up a lot on this. I'd be expecting that there's some sort of scam happening.
Has he video confirmed her existence?
Even
no,
that
he's
deeper.
Not. He's just,
he didn't like...
Okay, you got to do a video confirming of the existence. Like, that has
only
to happen.
Only video calls.
Video calls.
What
ASAP.
Was the question on this yeah. quiz?
He's just saying...
His friend has an internet girlfriend that they've actually never met.
Yeah, he's
she
basically
says she
asking,
loves him.
He's basically asking us to confirm that this is not a real person.
Yeah,
which we are doing.
Yeah. Internet girlfriend.
So, it's you want me to play this?
Do this regularly. All right, so sorry. Stay up
this is a fake person.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that, Cody?
You want me to break his heart and be like, this is a bot. This is an Asian.
If you want, you could three-way call him.
You just got to be like, yo, you have to, like, how long have they been talking to each other for?
Hold on. Let's three-way call it.
Like 8 months.
Oh, if you haven't done a FaceTime in 8 months, it's a scam. 100%. No.
Yeah, it's either a bot or a dude.
He's a bad boy.
Dude, I remember when I got pissed at a girlfriend telling me I had to take her on a date before I could smash. How old are you?
Me? I'm 34.
How old is your boy?
I'm trying to smash.
How old is your boy?
Oh. He's young. He's 26. I Xbox game with him, so, you know.
Yeah. So he's really living his entire life on the internet.
Online. It just doesn't matter. Like, I'm not. It's definitely people meet people online. There's no question about it.
But
if that person is not FaceTiming, especially how easy it is to FaceTime somebody right now,
confirm existence for sure.
And they're like only texting. It's not
dude,
real.
Get him to watch the Manti Te'o.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. The Manti Te'o. Because the chick kept every time he'd go to do something, and then she'd be like, I can't. Something just happened. And like,
yeah, I was in a car accident. I was in another car accident. Yeah. She was in like three car accidents.
And then she's like, oh, my whole family died. And then, and then he gets a text. She's like, she died. And like,
yeah, he's got to watch that Manti Te'o.
Your face better be broken.
Yeah.
Just, I'm telling you this right now. Just put him on three-way calling.
I don't hate the idea.
Yeah.
Can you call him?
And just patch us in?
Yeah, can you call him?
No,
you have his number?
No, I probably can't call him.
Because, wait, have you ever seen his face?
Yeah. Have you ever FaceTimed with him? Do you actually know you have this friend?
It might just be a bot
you're playing Call of Duty with, dude.
Yo, this dude doesn't exist.
That's fine. He's better than me.
That's the most meta shit ever.
Have you met this guy in person, though, or no?
No. Okay. I don't give a shit.
Oh, so you've never met him in person.
Life. What the fuck?
So you've never met him
called?
In person, and then you don't, and then he has never met.
This is like a Russian doll of fucking weird internet
shit. I'm just trying to fucking play some video games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just video games.
I smash puss in real life, so I'm cool.
Yeah, he's
Oh, you're just looking to confirm. You're just looking to, when you're playing Xbox Live, call him gay and say four comedians also called him gay.
Yeah, you faggot. You fall in love with some fucking dumb chink in Asia.
I was just about to say, as you yell the N-word.
I hung up on him.
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's him.
How are you going to get monetized with people like this?
Yeah, I don't.
Danny's the only Jewish person who doesn't care about monetization. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I care, but I just like show more. So.
He also has a bank.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for now.
Yeah.
We'll see. They took
one of the seven.
They took my Instagram. They demonetized my other YouTube channel. It's only a matter of time.
They won't take away my bank.
Yeah. Maybe they will.
No, you're fine.
We should go outside wherever they're taking your shit with placards and stuff. Free you or something.
You want to go to the Meta headquarters and chain ourselves to their doors?
Where is it?
Like Laura Loomer?
Harrington was there like 2 weeks ago.
I know. He told me.
Where is the headquarters?
It's in New York somewhere.
Why don't we go around with placards?
Say, give me my goddamn thing back.
Why do you keep saying placards?
It's
from there, boy.
Like a placard. It's like a sign. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Signs?
Barry, I know what you mean.
Picket sign?
Yeah, picket sign. Hello?
Placard.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? You're on the podcast.
How's it going? Antonio from Miami.
Antonio from Miami. Yeah. How you doing, man?
No.
What's good?
Yeah, totally fake. Totally fake. There's no way.
Yeah, for sure. Not real, for sure. It's a scam. I can't believe you let that be strung along for 8 months. I actually had a guy, though. This is how crazy stuff's getting. You'll like this, Barry. A guy who follows me on Twitter.
I will.
No,
like
no.
It.
Listen.
Do I have a choice?
Listen. No.
I have a choice.
Yeah.
Oh,
you do
I
have a choice.
You said you will like.
No. This is like Barry. You'll like it. You'll like it. But so this guy who's trying to help me get my Instagram account back actually, and he's like a big like a AI guy, and he just built this AI porn thing where it's literally like none of the women are actually real, but you can't tell.
Wait, when you're talking to them.
Like it's a whole it's like basically Shkreli? A video calling. It's not Shkreli, but he's a friend.
In real
friends
life, it's the same thing, right, Rich?
Wait, it's not Shkreli. Video calls that you can't tell.
And like all this stuff. And he basically.
Did you not see like OnlyFans has like a they're like investing in AI bitches?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Ethots.
How do we know
real trouble?
How do we know all of us are human beings? We don't know.
Yeah.
Do we, Chris?
I mean, I'm sure a good portion of Danny's Twitter followers don't think either you or him are you.
That's a good point. Good chunk of my followers are.
He makes me proud to be from Brooklyn. He does. How crazy would it be if you're fucking from Queens? That'd be fucked up.
It would be fucked up.
Yeah, your name would be Chris from Queens.
Talk about identity politics.
Look, Ron Bennington stuck me with that name fucking 15 years ago. I don't like it. Somebody said my actual name on the show earlier. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, yeah, that's not a real person.
No, zero chance.
Yeah, totally not real. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
No.
No, I was wondering a quick question. Johnny Glover, where is he from in the South? I remember you kept saying Southern Lover.
Johnny's not from the South. He's from Virginia. We call him the Southern Lover because he's a direct descendant of Robert E. Lee.
He's of the South.
He is from Southern royalty.
Virginia's the South.
I guess. Is it, though?
Below the Mason-Dixon,
south of Long Island is the South.
But what's the actual rule of the South?
Isn't the Mason-Dixon rule?
He had family members in Django.
No, there's... First of all,
Johnny's Virginia's below the Mason-Dixon, right?
Yeah, Philip Morris is based in Virginia. It's fucking the South.
But it's like, I'm going to Virginia on Monday. It's like 3 hours away. We're three hours from Virginia.
5 hours by bus.
It's big.
We're 3 hours from the South?
Yeah.
Virginia's big.
Anything south of Maryland is definitely the South.
Really? Yeah. I always thought of... Okay.
Other than like Washington, D.C.?
Technically, Cape May, New Jersey, below the Mason-Dixie line.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like a nebulous thing because people from Miami are not from the South. Like, they are, but you're like...
They're from down north.
They're not Southerners. Seriously. They're not Southerners.
They call Boston from...
But then, like, Jacksonville, you're like, yeah, we're definitely from the South.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? But, like, if you go further south...
You're confused as a Canadian, right?
I am confused as a Canadian, yeah. Because nobody... We don't have that in Canada.
Yeah.
Like Red Deer.
I may be doing Canada for the first time.
You're gonna go up there?
Yeah.
What's the plans?
That's the name of the movie. Barry Does Canada.
Toronto wants me to go with him to Canada. That's gonna be cool.
Toronto's a who?
Toronto.
Oh, Daniel Toronto. Yeah. Very funny Canadian comedian. Oh, I'm gonna go pick it up.
Right, Richard, you've done Canada, right?
Sure. Not the whole thing, but yeah.
It's a very large country. You say it like it's this tiny.
Did one
thing.
Of you guys just burp?
Because
I just got a hot Canada? Pepperoni.
I did not eat pepperoni.
I did Dark Comedy Festival with Danny, Ryan, and Lewis.
Yeah.
Well, I want to do Canada, man.
It's a very nice country. Well, parts of it.
I think the people will dig me.
I think so, too. I'll tweet about it. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Danny. By the way, Mason-Dixon line actually starts at Maryland.
Oh, okay.
It's everything up. Well, Maryland. But two quick things. One, I just want to get some advice. I don't think it's anything I can actually fix, but I went on this, what I thought was a bachelor party. It turned out to be a Jack and Jill bachelorette type of party.
Oh, boo.
Some new thing.
Like at a bar? Or
people
like
have
a,
like joint bachelorette parties with their... In Canada,
they're called stag and does, but they're not like bachelor parties. They're fundraisers for the wedding. Usually,
it's a Kickstarter.
It is. It's a real life. Really? It's a very
wow. Canada fucking sucks.
They call them buck and does.
Doing coke in a hotel room with all
your
friends.
No, it's like it'll be like in a bar or it'll be like in a conference room of a hotel, and they'll just like set everybody like and they'll just have like a bar.
It's like a shower.
No, it's just like a big party, but all the proceeds. So there'll be a bar, but the proceeds of like
strippers?
It's not open bar. No,
man, things change.
Well, yeah,
God,
is that what it was?
It's basically one of the gayest white people things ever.
You sound exceedingly white, also.
Yeah, for sure.
Black, white, or chick?
I could hear a salmon-colored polo shirt.
Exactly. It was actually in Savannah. So that was a kind of like step. Savannah. It's one of the worst. That was like the step one. You know, I didn't. One of my best buddies did not even tell me it was a Jack and Jill. So
I hate the name.
The other thing, and I found this out actually on the Jack and Jill. I don't even know what you call it. It was like a stupid thing. That his fiance was insistent that they do not get that the ring, the actual diamond, is not a conflict diamond.
Oh, those are pricey.
I heard that.
That's a big premium on the non-conflict islands.
It's fake instead.
I was talking to my buddy, and he actually, you know, it's basically saying, you know, I don't want an impossible burger. I want a real burger. I want something that someone's actually dedicated some time.
Well, no, so there's obviously lab grown diamonds, which are actually technically better diamonds, but they're not as rare because they're grown in a lab. But there are ethically mined diamonds. They come from Canada, actually. There's like this mine in Canada that gets all these diamonds, but
I don't buy that.
No, they are. I think it's called Tabor or something, and they have like micro etched into the diamond. Like if you look at them in a loop, there's like a polar bear, like a mini polar bear etched into the diamond.
Another route that you can go is that if you have the ashes of a person or dog that has been cremated, you can actually turn that. There's a lab that'll turn that into a diamond.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, they could get their dead mom or some shit.
You can kill. They could kill a guy together as a bonding experience.
Yeah, yeah. Then what a way to hide the body. Yeah. You know, it's just this diamond.
Zillion carat. Homeless dude. Remember?
He's worth so much more than
Jack and Jill.
didn't Superman fuck around with coal and made it into a diamond? Who?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Superman still alive?
Christopher Reeves or
Superman?
Who's Superman? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So my knowledge of diamonds is limited. So you guys kind of blew my mind there. So basically, the advice I gave to my buddy, who then basically said the exact same thing to his fiance, and basically ruined the whole weekend. It basically blew up.
Here's what he should say to his fiance.
Yeah,
we're not getting married because you made me do this stupid Jack and Jill fucking bachelor party.
Yeah,
that's what he should say.
Wouldn't you do this one thing?
The only bachelor party I've ever been invited to that I did not go to was one of those. Yeah. I was like, absolutely not.
Hold on. You might be looking at this wrong, though. Wait, does she have, like, all the bachelorette chicks or whatever are going to be there? The bridesmaids and all her friends are going to be there?
But it ends up being all couples.
If it's couples, that sucks. If it's singles and you're single, then it's an opportunity to, you won't hook up there, but you'll lay the groundwork so she won't feel like a total slut at the wedding.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree that probably is tons of mostly couples. But yeah, there'll be some single chicks.
It's already happened. We're in our late 30s, so yeah, they're all taken.
There's got to be one pig straggling.
That's only good as Savannah. You find a pig there.
Have you ever been married, Mary?
Yeah, but, sure.
You were married?
Yeah, everybody should be at least once. Yeah.
How long are you married for?
Yeah.
She left me a few times, but I guess 83 to 2007. 24 years on the books.
Yeah.
I thought you got married at 83.
Did you have a bachelor party?
And you just got divorced at 2007?
No, I didn't.
You didn't have a bachelor party?
No. Yo, I met her.
We owe you a bachelor party, Barry.
Yo, I met her July, married January.
God damn it.
That's quick, yo.
Was there a bun in the oven?
No.
Whoa.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. It just seemed right, Rich, but... You don't marry somebody you know 6 months unless you got a lot of money to piss away.
Yeah.
I haven't married a girl that I've known for 9 years.
So. Same.
There you go. All right, thanks, caller.
Thanks, buddy.
Never marry a stranger.
All right, we're going to wrap this up very shortly.
Time flew by, man.
Yeah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's always a good thing when time flies.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes I try and do things that make time go slower because I feel like time does fly by. So then I try and do things that I hate because it makes time slow down.
Gotcha. I tell you, this year, time
for me... Yeah, am I the only person who's crazy like that?
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like the older I get, it obviously is true. The older you get, the faster things move.
Yes.
Because a year... as a percentage of your life becomes a smaller and smaller percent every year.
Yeah,
sure.
Right? Whereas, so when you're 10, a year is like seems insane amount of time.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then when you're like 40, a year is like whatever. It's now 2.5%. And
so you just watch movies in Chinese.
No, I literally, no. I mean, the things like working out or whatever, like I'll go on the treadmill and literally just like stare at the clock. As I'm just like the timer.
I'll tell
on the
you this.
Put like a podcast. Like a psycho. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'll tell
that
you
that makes
this.
Time go too quick.
This year,
you don't need that time of hatred.
Yeah, I do though. I treat it like as a meditative thing though. So I go like, I have plenty of time to listen to podcasts. Like I don't need to listen to podcasts every fucking.
Yo, so you do know what? It's meditative. You just torture yourself.
No, yeah. Dude, what legit slows time down is I got a cold plunge.
Yep.
And
oh yes,
dude, 100%. Get that bitch around 40 degrees, and you'll find out
how long can you do that for though?
I do 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, the lowest I've had it so far is 37. I only got it a few months ago, and okay. 37.
Oh,
is,
you have one at your house?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's so fucking cold that literally all you can do is breathe. You can't think about anything.
Do you go how deep? I've done them, but I can never go like. I can go to like here, basically.
No, yeah, it's crazy.
I know, but neck. I know, but it's like, I know you're supposed to, but it always just like the. I guess it just pushes all the way.
You bought one of those tubs that just gets super cold?
No, it's the it's a pod, and then I've got
a sensory deprivation tank looking thing.
No. It's like a smaller version of the table, and it fits 90 gallons of water in.
Okay.
It. And yeah, and
I've to put ice in it.
I have I have a freezer outside also that I add ice. It, like right now, you don't have to, but
yeah,
it's fucking intense, dude. And yeah, wow. if you're afraid that the time is going too quickly, get in that bitch.
Yeah, I bet.
This is the year that time is flying for me.
Yeah. Have you had years where there were slow years?
No. This is the year I will remember.
Yeah.
That time is just flying just like the fuck by, man.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with the career because there's nothing exciting with the career per se.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting when and if I do the movie.
Talking to the mic.
When I do the movie and other goodies that may pop up, be interesting if it slows it down. I bet you it'll speed it even faster.
Yeah, well, it's when you're having fun, it goes fast.
But I'm not having fun, so what's the fucking problem?
Oh, that's a good point. Have you ever had years where you go, this is like the slowest year?
Hold on, one question at a time, Chris.
Sorry. Have you ever had a year? Thank you. Have you ever had a year when you go, this is the slowest year?
Not that I can recall, but I live in the present, okay? Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah. And this is the fuck. Oh, I said that already. And last year, 22, was the year the body started to break down.
Yeah, I feel you.
That was the year.
That was the year? That's not bad.
But I take care of myself. I watch what I eat. I walk every day.
Yeah. 10,000 steps?
No, I just walk like 2-3 miles a day.
Oh, okay, you don't have a pedometer?
I don't fuck around with that
keep
shit.
Keep losing count.
Yeah.
Yo, right. Years ago,
1,007.
Yeah, a solid 10, 15 years ago. Chris, you focused?
Yeah.
10, 15 years ago, I walked like 11 fucking miles. I could do it today if I really focus on it.
Yeah.
Wait, like once?
I did an 11. I did an 11 mile walk, Rich, about 15 miles. 15 years ago.
How long is that?
11 miles.
That's not a huge accomplishment.
That's not impressive.
What is that, like a 4-hour walk?
11-mile walk? You know, there's somebody running 26 miles right now somewhere.
I can never run. My knees are fucked up.
This guy who came and did the podcast, he was on this famous Irish show, and he came and did the podcast maybe a couple months ago, and he had just run 5 marathons in 5 days.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Rich, 11 miles is not that impressive at all.
I mean, it's a long ass walk.
It's a long walk.
I did it in short of 4 hours.
Yeah, that's a long ass walk.
Did you walk from like just Harlem to Battery Park or something?
No, it was in Jersey.
Okay. I've done like a 16 mile like hilly walk before that I didn't mean to.
But this
when I went
was
to Fresh Air Fund camp, they made you do a 14
this started
mile hike.
Up. Yeah. This started up Boulevard East, so I did some hills and shit.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up. Guys, drop your plugs. Barry, where can people find you?
I just want people to follow me on Instagram, Barry_ribs.
Okay. Or Twitter, but if they follow you on Twitter, then they could see some porn.
Yeah. Fuck Twitter.
You don't like Twitter?
Sugar walls.
You don't like that Elon Musk?
Yo, Twitter is fucking depressing and a lot of hate. And it's a garbage platform.
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
We got a call. Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Last caller of the night. Hello.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for doing so many fine live call-in shows.
Thank you.
Sounds like a black man, Rich.
No, he's white.
No, this is a white guy for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to revive call-in shows.
Wait. You guys are confused. Mm-hmm. One of you are saying I'm a white guy. Another couple are saying, oh, this is a black guy for sure. Anyway, I wanted to
talk to Barry and make things right if I could.
Go ahead.
You're talking to him.
Go ahead.
Okay. Barry, I think we got off on the wrong foot when I told you to go fuck yourself before. That being said,
you're the last caller of the night, so make it interesting.
Okay. Do you think the numbers might be a little exaggerated from that shit that happened in the 40s or what? Danny?
Vincent from the grave.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is yes, my uncle. Vincent rises from the grave.
Hi, Uncle Paul.
What a way to set this out. All right, go follow Barry Rose, Chris.
Yeah, just Chris from BKOIN.
Chris from BKOIN and Richie Redding.
Follow me, everything is at Richie Redding. At Richie Redding.
And I will put them all down below. If you enjoy the bathhouse, tell a friend, everybody. Sign up. If you want to support the show, sign up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/lowvaluemail, M-A-I-L. And shout out to our lovely producer. We could not do this without him, and I stress that very much. Johnny Lover. Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover. He shall rise again. Shall you? You shall. And shout out to the stand for letting us.
You guys want to mention
your spots in the city coming up?
No,
not at all.
it's over.
No, I mean, I'll be here tomorrow night. I left for and friends, but nobody's going to come to that. I mean, like, people will come to it, but I don't know from this. But anyways, people know where to find
you.
Vince is not going to come. All right, good night, everybody. Play us out with Chad. Good night. Heroic. Empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stoic. Bleep blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These charts from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic through. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, I'm pulling up fresh on some.